Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you so much for joining us. Our show today is Get Healthy, How to Eliminate Cancer Naturally. Conventionally speaking, you can't get rid of cancer naturally, but what you're about to hear is living proof that you can eliminate the threat of cancer without surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation. Following a healthy diet and lifestyle may sound quite simple, but it does not make it any less significant than any other form of treatment available today for chronic diseases. In fact, in many cases, it's much safer and more effective to implement natural protocols to reverse disease conditions. Today, I'll introduce you to Brenda Cobb, who will tell us how she eliminated all sorts of chronic health conditions like allergies, migraines, and yes, even breast and ovarian cancer. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming Brenda Cobb to our show. Brenda, welcome.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. I love being here with you today.
Brenda, why don't we start the podcast by just talking about what got you so involved in a living foods lifestyle?
In February of 1999, Jonathan, I was diagnosed with both breast and cervical cancer. And the doctors told me that I needed to have a mastectomy and a hysterectomy and do chemotherapy and radiation. But I refused to do the surgery or the treatments because my mother and my aunts on both my mother and my father's side had had both breast, cervical, uterine, and ovarian cancers. They did the surgeries, they did the chemo and the radiation, and they died from the treatments and not actually from the diseases themselves. And so I was convinced that that was not the way for me to go. And I decided to do research and look for ways to help my body to heal itself in a natural way. I found out about Dr. Ann Wigmore and some of the work that she had done. I studied about organic, raw, and living foods. I really felt that this was right for me. It resonated with me immediately, and I felt that I was being divinely guided to follow this specific protocol to help myself. I did it. And even though my doctor was not happy with me about doing it, I told him when he said, you'll be dead in 6 months to a year if you don't do what I say. I said, well, I'll tell you what, if I'm not dead in 6 months, I'll come back and see you and we'll see how I'm doing. So in 6 months, I went back to see him. And whenever he ran all the tests and checked me out, he discovered that I was completely free of cancer. He was very amazed. He even started sending his clients and his patients to my center to get help for their health problems. So that was how I got excited about and started in raw and living foods, and it really proved of great benefit to me.
Brenda, I think it's beautiful what you said towards the end about how it resonated with you. I don't do shows like this to pretend, Brenda, that, you know, we're going to put out information like this, and this is the kind of information that's for everybody. Some people, it resonates with them to do conventional treatments. They must do the chemotherapy and radiation. And you know what? I really do respect their decision. I do programs like this because most people don't hear about stories like yours, Brenda. You talk about 1999. The kind of thing that you just described is happening to this day, and I know that for a fact. I'm sure you would agree. There are people today being told time and again, conventionally speaking, we finally diagnosed you with cancer. We've discovered a mass of cancer cells. Here it is. And now you just have to do either surgery or not, and chemotherapy and radiation, and they're not presented any of this other information. Brenda, I think it's really important when you mention living foods, and you mentioned the word raw foods. Can you please clarify for all of us out there, is it so important that you eat only raw food for this kind of a lifestyle. What's the story here?
A lot of times people do talk about eating 100% organic, raw, and living foods. I have found that when people are really ill, like in my case, I was wanting to do something, what I call boot camp healing. I wanted to get in there. I wanted to heal quickly, and I wanted to be able to go forward with my life, that for a time, I ate only organic, raw, and living foods. Raw foods being the vegetables, the fruits, the nuts, the seeds that were not cooked, and the living foods being the sprouted foods. But after about 6 months on that specific way of eating, I then began to add in some cooked foods. Now, I've found from over the past 16 years of helping other people that a balance between raw and living foods and some cooked vegan foods is very successful for people. And it gives them more of a balance because some people have a hard time just thinking about eating only raw foods. In the winter, as an example, it is colder, and many times people want something warm to eat and not only raw and living foods. So I do believe that there can be a balance, and I like to individualize that from person to person depending on what their health challenges are and what they're trying to accomplish.
Well, I think you said several important things there. A lot of people might hear raw food, and what you said even at the beginning, Brenda, seemed very comprehensive. What I'm suggesting is that when someone hears, oh, wow, Brenda, she healed herself very quickly. She did like boot camp, and she did all raw living food. I'm going to eat apples and carrots and celery and lettuce, and that's it. But you talked about sprouted food as well, and I'm sure we're going to get into that a lot more as we talk about this whole program with you now. And if people want to learn more, they can, of course, reach out and contact you. But sprouted foods, and you talked about there being a balance, and that's why it has to be so individual. Where is somebody coming from? How toxic was their diet? How much did they eat one way so extremely that perhaps extreme another way really does bring them into balance, but then after cleansing and being more in balance, now you can make small changes. And you finished up by really discussing plant-based food. That doesn't mean 100% only plant food and only raw, but that there's so many vegetables, there's so much plant food in the diet. I mean, herbs, all of that is so important to get all the nutrients that we need, no?
Absolutely. It's really important also to be individualized, Jonathan, because just because it is a raw food, let's take fruit as an example. With cancer patients, the sugar in fruit can feed cancer and make it grow. So there may be a time during a individualized protocol that fruit would be minimalized, even maybe cut out altogether for a short amount of time, so that the body can come back into balance and heal, and then down the road, some of those foods can be added back in. So individualize is extremely important, and learning about what is right for your body. At our center, we do something called the Health Scope Scan, and we're able to get a physiology report, 12 pages, to show us what is really going on with a person's body. And one of the things that that scan tells us is if a person has allergies to specific foods or sensitivities to particular foods. And sometimes even very healthy foods a person can have an allergy or a sensitivity to. So when we know that, then we're able to really customize the exact nutritional protocol for that person to follow so that they can get the fastest and the best result.
See, that's my point of podcasts like this, all the shows that I do. The possibilities are out there, but never try to take even the natural realm or even in a conventional realm, never fall into the trap of saying, well, there's this cookie cutter system out there. If I have any type of cancer, which is unfortunately what conventional medicine seems to be doing more and more, you have a breast cancer, you have any kind of cancer or any kind of heart disease or different conditions, this is exactly what you have to do, no matter who you are. They don't even look at you as an individual anymore. They just categorize you as a certain disease, and here's the protocol for you. And I feel, personally speaking, That is completely unrealistic.
I love the word that you used. I use it all the time in talking to people when I say this is not a cookie cutter approach. This is not a one size fits all. We're all individual. We all have individual needs and can be supported in different ways to facilitate the best healing. And you're absolutely right about traditional medicine. I hear this from talking to people every day about their health challenges. And it is more of a cookie cutter approach. You get a diagnosis, you're prescribed a particular regime, surgery, chemo, radiation, and it's either that or nothing. And a lot of times doctors won't listen to any other way. Now, there are more doctors that are becoming somewhat open to combining better nutrition along with treatments. And so for some people, they choose to go the traditional allopathic medical treatment route, and they want to do our program too so that they get the best nutritional optimization. And wherever a person is coming from, I'm going to support them because I truly believe that we all must make our own decisions about what we feel is going to be best for our body, and that we should not be judging people about what they have chosen or not chosen, and that the more we can support people in their decisions and encourage and help them, the better that they can do.
This is a message for all the healthcare providers that are listening to this podcast. I know a lot of people listen to the programs I create that are in the field of medicine, and I just hope that you embrace this message because it is not about being against anything. I'm trying to make myself as clear as possible in every program. It's about being open-minded, open-hearted. It's about setting up a medical or a healthcare profession that can actually be profitable and successful at taking care of people as individuals and what they really need. Brenda, let's talk about, in your opinion, from all of your experience now, personally and also professionally, what are some of the main reasons in the next few minutes that you can talk about that you feel people are getting sick these days?
I really believe that there are five key areas. And beginning in order of most importance, there's a hierarchy. Number one is mental thinking. How a person thinks affects everything that goes on in their life and in their body. The second is their emotional health and well-being, because there are emotional components that can help to create diseased situations, and we have to heal the emotional self for the physical body to heal. The third is stress. We live in a stressful world, and all of us have stressful situations that come into our lives. But it is not really what happens to us that matters. It's our reaction to it. So it's important that we help people learn how to cope with stress. The next is toxicity in the body. Toxins that have built up over sometimes many years can come from the environment and water and food and air that we're breathing, and over-the-counter or prescription medications, or toxic cleaning solutions, and on. So we've got to detox and cleanse the body to help the body restore health. There's the deficiency then in the body of the lack of the right nutrition. We live in a time that we can get all kinds of fast foods very quickly. We can get a lot of food that has been denatured, food that has been cooked so that all of the enzymes are now destroyed and a lot of the nutritional value has been lost. And so the nutrition is lacking in the body. And whenever we go back and we look at all those things and we heal that way we're thinking, we heal that emotional self, we manage our stress, we detox our body, and we give our body the optimum nutrition, then the body does quite beautifully what it was created to do, which is to heal itself.
And never take this message for granted. I hope that anyone listening to this program is going to really get the significance, the depth of what you just said in 2 minutes, Brenda. When you're talking about toxic loads that are happening in a body, and again, the message is clear. Everybody is different. You may be surrounded by paint fumes or toxic chemicals because of a work environment, or you may be just really careless in the way that you're eating and as a habit always going to the fast food restaurants and eating extremely toxic food on a daily basis. and you're also coupling that with nutritional deficiencies like what you just discussed, what this does is it actually generates, and it may sound strange to a lot of people out there, but it generates a poor habitual pattern of thinking. And the way that you emotionally feel and also how you perceive stresses now, your tolerance for stress goes way down. Your ability to adapt and perceive those stresses as something in a healthier way, you tend to perceive those things in a very unhealthy way, and it becomes a very vicious cycle. So one thing is feeding the other, and it's very important that the way out of this mess, the way out of disease, is to listen carefully to what Brenda is talking about today. I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's LIVONLABS.com. Brenda, we're going to shift gears now. I would love for you to pay attention to all these fantastic health benefits of eating organic living food. Talk to us about that, please.
There's so many advantages to eating organic, first of all, because when we eat conventional produce, then we're getting all of the chemical fertilizers that those items have been grown with, as well as pesticides that have been sprayed on them. And those are very toxic to the body. So when we can select and consume organic foods, we are not getting those added toxic chemicals in the body. When we're eating raw food that has not been cooked, we're getting the full enzymatic activity. And you know, living foods have from 100 up to as much as 100,000 times more enzymatic activity than even raw foods. Because in a living sprouted food, which is growing when we eat it, we'll say like a mung bean sprout, or a lentil sprout, or sunflower sprouts, or buckwheat lettuce sprouts, they are fully charged because it really requires the most energy at that stage of growth for them to sprout. So they're full of enzymes. Now we need enzymes in our body not only to digest our food, but for every activity of the body. We need enzymes for our heart to function properly, for our kidneys, our liver, our pancreas, our brain, our lungs, and all of our glands. So when we cook food, the heat destroys the enzymes, not just some of them, but it actually destroys all of them. In fact, if you think about it and you're wondering, well, can that really be true? Think about this. If a farmer were to take seeds and were to go out into the field and plant those seeds and water those seeds, and those seeds get sunlight, they begin to sprout, they come up through the ground, and they grow a plant. But if that farmer took those same seeds and boiled some water and dropped those seeds down in that boiling water for only 2 or 3 seconds and took them out, and then he took those seeds out and planted them, the seeds would not grow because really the life-giving force in them has been destroyed. So just think of heat destroying not only the enzymes, but it's compromising the vitamins and minerals. That's one reason why when people begin eating raw and living foods, that they feel more satisfied. The foods are nutritionally dense, and their body is getting satisfied at that very deep nutritional level that it really requires. You know, Jonathan, have you ever eaten something and it just didn't satisfy whatever that desire was in you, so you go and you eat something else? I see people doing this all the time. They're trying to get something that is satisfying whatever it is that their body is craving, and they keep eating one food after another, and they're never able to really feel that nutritionally full feeling. Whenever they change that and stop cooking every single thing that they're eating and begin eating more of the raw and living foods, they're better energized, they look better and they feel better, they sleep better, they think better. Even eyesight and hearing and so many other things are improved whenever we change what we're eating and we start taking in more life-giving foods. And remember, those enzymes also really have a spiritual connection. And I feel that the more that we eat these types of foods, the more spiritually aware that we become, the more elevated our consciousness becomes too. So it really is not only about helping the physical body. I really think it's helping us in the mind, the body, and the spirit.
I couldn't agree with you more, Brenda. When we're eating these kinds of foods, we literally are connecting with nature, and it helps us to appreciate things at a whole other level. This is what I was referring to before about, you know, eating foods that are so disconnected from anything nutritional. On top of that, especially these days, I talk to kids often, Brenda, about the foods that they're eating. The foods today, that compared to when I was a kid, these seeds that you're referring to are coated in chemicals and they're genetically engineered. So much of conventional farming is being taken over by these chemical companies that like to call themselves, you know, biotech companies. It sounds so fancy. And what they're doing is taking over the food supply and making these toxic seeds that are somehow wonderful, resistant to all these toxic sprays that are being sprayed on the food. And people are ingesting that. So they're swallowing chemicals. They're becoming a chemical. They're not seeing any value in nature, nor does any of the technology these days actually see any benefit or value in working with nature. In fact, their attitude is, let's manipulate nature, let's control nature so that we can get the profits that we're looking for our company. It sounds horrible, but the reality is, that's what they're really doing. So when you make the shift to these kinds of healthier, more natural, truly natural foods, you really are connecting with something quite divine. Brenda, why don't we talk a little bit about the results that you're seeing, not only now in yourself, but what about your students? What are you seeing? Some of the dramatic results.
Well, you know, it's been 16 years now since I founded the Living Foods Institute, so people have come from all over the world, thousands and thousands of people with every type of health issue. Now, in the beginning, so many people had heard about my healing from cancer that a lot of people with various types of cancers began coming. But then we saw that spread out because as people healed of cancer and they would tell a friend or a loved one about it, that friend or loved one would call and say, well, now I have rheumatoid arthritis, or I have Parkinson's or MS, or I have Lou Gehrig's disease, I have depression, or I have diabetes type 1 or type 2, and on, will this help me? In the beginning, I would say to them, you know, I can't tell you what it will help until you come and do it. I can't imagine why it would not be helpful to you, but why don't you come to the center and try the program and let's see what results you get. Well, I will tell you that I have been amazed over the years, but I'm not surprised by anything now, Jonathan, because people will come to us with very far advanced diseases of all different types. I mean, sometimes people will come in a wheelchair and they're not able to walk because of a various disease. They'll get on this protocol and they're able to get up out of that wheelchair and walk. I've seen people with viral diseases, whether it be HIV or AIDS or hepatitis, of various types of the hepatitis virus or other viruses, be able to clear those viruses from their body and to heal. Both diabetes type 1 and type 2 to heal. Now, type 2 heals extremely fast. Type 1 can take longer in some people depending on when they were first diagnosed and how advanced the disease has become. I personally had rheumatoid arthritis whenever I started on this program. It wasn't the reason that I started it because it was purely to heal myself of cancer, but the rheumatoid arthritis healed simultaneously. And allergies, headaches, whether they be migraine or sinus headaches, skin issues heal up, eczema, psoriasis, acne, rashes, candida, and the overgrowth of fungus, mold, and yeast clear up out of the body. MS patients get better. Lou Gehrig's patients get better. Parkinson's patients get better. I really don't know of any disease. Now, there may be some diseases that have never come to our center, But I don't know of any that this lifestyle does not help, because I am such a firm believer in the body being able to heal itself when it's given what it needs. But there is one thing that I want to say that I think is very important, that even though the food is very, very important, we're talking a lot about food, I have found that more important than food is the mental thinking and the emotional healing of the person. That if a person changes their diet and they eat a pristine, organic, raw, and living foods diet, but they hold on to negative thinking and they hold on to emotional stuff, we'll call it, that is deep within the cells, and they don't heal that and release it from the cells, that even though eating the food will make them have more energy and feel better, complete healing does not happen without the healing of the mental and emotional self, along with the optimum nutrition and, of course, cleansing and detoxing the body.
I want to thank our sponsor one last time, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Brenda, we were talking, like you said, a lot about food, and you've talked about the mental and the emotional aspect, how that's so important. This whole program, Brenda, is about, you know, how do we eliminate cancer, right? People are going to be attracted to this program, and they just want the answer. But as we said at the beginning, this is no cookie-cutter approach. And as we incorporate many of the things that you've already brought up about cleaning up the way that we're eating, the way we're thinking, the way we're feeling, how we perceive stress and how we manage our stress loads, decreasing our toxic burdens that are happening in our body. This is the beauty of clearing out the junk, if you will, and allowing our immune system the incredible ability that it has to target those cancer cells that are in our body, or anything else for that matter that's upsetting us inside physically, and be able to target it and get rid of it for us. That's the whole point here. Can you please talk about a couple of things that you really like to talk to a lot of people about besides food that can really dramatically improve a person's health?
Well, I think that exercising, getting off the couch and outside in the environment, deep breathing, yoga can be very beneficial, making sure that you are properly hydrated. Most people don't drink enough water. So however much you weigh, take half of that amount and drink a minimum of that in ounces a day. So for a 150-pound person, 75 ounces of pure, good water, I like alkaline water, is very necessary each day, and even more if you are cleansing and detoxifying. Sunshine is another thing that is very important to us, and not only in making vitamin D, but actually in just restoring and helping to bring life back. So these are some other things that people can do, along with, still again, that right mental thinking and emotional healing and well-being. Now, we can clean the body out. You know, we can get colonics. We can do colon cleansing. We can do things like reflexology. We can do energy foot bath detox. We can do body massages, infrared sauna. We can do pranic healing and energy clearing. So all of those things can assist too, Jonathan.
You know, I find it interesting, Brenda. I'm sure you'll get a chuckle out of this. My background a lot is in exercise and exercise science, and I help a lot of kids, you know, with their goals to make it athletically, you know, and to perhaps sometimes make it onto a high school team or get an athletic scholarship to college, any of these things. But I often remind those people, even that are exercising so much, the importance of breathing. What a great exercise just breathing. So it's a shout out to all those people who say, oh my God, I can't even exercise. My energy is so low. You know, just relax for just a few minutes a day and really focus on making that, even sitting or laying down on the floor, perfectly straight and relaxed. Take deep breaths in and out and just do that for a few minutes. What a powerful influence that has on the body. It really helps calm the nervous system down, and it can really make you feel so much better. Brenda, talk to us as we close out the program a little bit about your Living Foods Institute. You've mentioned it before, but if people want to get more information, you know, give us some info.
We have a great website at livingfoodsinstitute.com. Lots of information there. We have a toll-free number, 800-844-9876. You can email us at info@livingfoodsinstitute.com. We're happy to talk with you, to answer your questions. I do consultations all the time to help people to get on the right track. Even for people that feel that they're not ready to come to Atlanta and experience one of our programs, but want some individualized help that they can start at home, I'm happy to help with that too. We have programs that last anywhere from one day up to as much as 30 days. We have super detox programs, and we also have hands-on organic raw and living foods preparation in the kitchen. So there's a lot of ways that people can become involved with us.
Brenda, outstanding information in such a short time. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Jonathan. I loved it.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.